your latest developments where you can keep your boys all hopping around?
Well, hopefully. Dick Moore and I are going to work again this afternoon at a...
Where do you work?
Pardon?
Where do you work?
Over. Well, we'll work over in my office. It's pretty quiet around here today. That might be a good thing. I mentioned that to Mitchell yesterday, that we probably need a good sit-down, kick-this-thing-around session. I would say that as a result of your press conference, that forward momentum that was going and building stopped. And it punctuated. And again, we're in this breeding space. The press this morning is different. For example, it says the... an accord has been reached. His post is even willing to say that as far as the information being provided. They couldn't try to find something nasty to say, but they realized that it was a cooperative effort. What you have to do is be in a good posture come the opening gun on Urban's hearings. It's always been... To me, the most troublesome thing is that if he were going to be non-biased, if he were going to be non-partisan, if he were going to be fair and just and the judge he likes to believe he is, 90% of his hearings would be held in executive session.
Sure.
Rather than...
And also the 10% of the result covered that we'd be dealt with.
That's right. What I've been trying to conceive of is if some way that Urban himself could come to that position. But he would be harming innocent people, but he will be dragging people into things that is by merely dragging them in. But that's the name of the game in the city, and he's going to love to play it.
You'd be interested in military. And to make the heart back into his case, we did that in his case.
You went into executive?
Yeah, well, the first confrontation between we took after Chambers went on and told him, mm-hmm. The point that I made is this.
something that lets me just take one step further. It might be a very interesting approach. If Irvin were to be called down here and and given sworn statements that were given to you back after I prepared my report from Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Colson, Dean, everybody, they stated the degree of their knowledge. Now, what would be in there that would be embarrassing politically? And you might put Irvin on the spot, because I don't think he would want to embarrass for the sake of embarrassment alone, is that there was knowledge that there was an intelligence operation in place. But no knowledge that these people were going to do something criminal.
Right.
And to the contrary, Mr. President, effort by the White House to cut off anything that would be illegal.
Well, as a matter of fact, you've been quite out. You've been making some self-serving statements all over the country that I had put, I had given instructions to the guys that he was the best on. Think I should say, for example, the matter was discussed as to whether or not to get in the Bureau. connecting my wife there.
But they weren't collecting the same type. They were they weren't looking to see who was behind it or.
What I'm getting at is that you could put on a lot of self-serving men, and the main thing is that the president has. Then you see it basically clears the president, frankly.
That's right. That's right. That's got to be done. That's right.
Where it's got to be done, and frankly, they've got to say, I did this, and this. Jay would have to file with you. Agreed.
That's right.
And he would say, I did this, but I have nothing to do with this.
Now, it seems to me, though, that the way these would be handled publicly, or when I say publicly, out of external from the White House, that you might well just give these to Irvin directly and say, I want you to know what I know. And I think that, innocent people here who have committed no crime, but to the contrary, have tried to operate in the most proper way, are going to be maligned. This is the truth.
I want you to know this before. I want you to know this is all we know, all I know, and this is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I handed it to him. And I know that I wouldn't have bigger fault.
No, I would agree with that.
It's just a little shot across the body.
Right.
What do you think? Maybe your dad didn't have bigger
Nothing affirmative that is good at all.
Right. Funny to you on this is that he did talk to him yesterday, and he said yesterday, which is earlier than the last day of the show, that he will say again on TV tomorrow and will say with his intention of setting aside tax hearings if the president wants him to be trying to lock you into the picture so that he isn't alone in putting aside tax reform for trade. And if that's where the thing hangs, that Pete says, on that basis, you do need to call from you that someone else calling isn't going to do any good.
Right.
That the question of the surcharge, he will not raise. He feels that was answered by what happened in Paris, and he's satisfied on that and will not push that anymore. He told plenty of that. Scheduling of a bipartisan meeting on leadership meeting on trade, they feel now should wait till April 10th when you get back. The Mills will take this up on the 30th, and we send it, they will not pay it up till the 30th.
30th of April?
Yeah. And so if we send it up on the 10th, that's sign up. Or they don't want the bipartisan meeting to see. If they have to take right after the speech at the bipartisan meeting on for the 27th,
right?
That's up. They say the 19th, the 29th, and maybe we got for the other side.
Right.
His point now is you don't really need it because we don't need to send it up until the 10th. And it's better to wait to send it up until we need
it. What is the money to say?
Just that
the
basically, basically to say the only that you agree with him that the only reason he can interrupt his tax hearings for trade is if the trade relates to the current international crisis.
Yeah.
Our international stuff, and you're assuring that it does, that we'll have it up to him in early April, so that if he ends up at the issue, he says that will work out very well, which he has agreed with Lanigan to do. Like I said, he's talked to Lanigan to serve. And he says he will confirm it on TV tomorrow.
Look, the president wants to, he's had it, put it this way, he's had a talk with you, he wants to have a talk with her.
The here it is, and I said, I want to know that we cooperate, and here's, I've asked for, maybe they take four and a half days from everybody, they're here. And he'll say, well, they have here, no. Have written that Robert Jordan, yes, he wants to go for it. But suppose I want to come down with my council questions.
No. President Roger, we've said everything, these are honest, honorable men who are going under oath, they're swearing to me, this is the extent of their knowledge.
And they will, but on the other hand, we're not saying that if they have additional questions come out as a result of this, that you won't answer written in Robert Jordan's answer. You're talking back. And I just wish you'd use my backup to Dr. Allen. I wanted to talk to you for just a moment, Pete Flanagan was this morning and told me of this conversation with you. I wanted to tell you that, as you know, Schultz doesn't get back to Wilderson next Thursday night. We're not meeting there on the 10th of Friday and get your report. And I'll have him, and if everybody gets back, I'm going to report to you too. So, and I'll get him, and so if you let me know you're going to be Friday, I'll have him come. Good. Now, with regard to the thing, I wanted to say to you that as far as the tax thing is concerned, I have been kicking the treasury in the butt. We would be ready to be able to. Right. Well, I do say that. food price. If you got any excuses on that, let me know. Maybe we can do something about that, but other farmers, we can get on our plate. Is that right? Well, I guess the world's just getting richer. That's the problem. You know, everybody's got the money now and there. And it's costing, you know, I was looking at the figures for inflation for the other countries. It's interesting to note that the British are at 7, we're at 3.7 right now. The British are at 7.6, the Germans are at 6, the Japanese are 6, the 5 or 6, the French are 6. So we're doing better than others, but that isn't good enough because of the food thing. Something that I am not, I must say, I would be less than that, and I say I'm not familiar enough with them in opinion. Challenges here that we
think that this would be very good on, you know, go for her and to break, you know, he came down here and had a little conversation with you.
A woman is better than him. Maybe there's a little whippersnapper and he'll try to make his point. I've seen that.
I'll tell you, for example, something that came back on, which I backed through the Attorney General, and the Attorney General wanted to talk to you about this. I don't know if it's necessary or not. Baker said that Reyes with Kleinies in their private meeting after he met with both Irvin and Baker. He said, I want to talk to you about this 68 bugging incident, which the President mentioned to me when I met with him. So Baker speaking to Kleinies. And Kleinies said, well, he said, I want to talk to you about that also, because Kleinies obviously knows that Deloach is involved. Kleinies and Deloach are good friends.
Well, he, I don't know whether we had to buy a ticket to pull the shot from Deloach. He wants George to testify on the way he was the recess on the 19th. He'd like George to testify on taxes on the 30th. Taxes? That's no problem. George is supposed to be ready, and I just sit down and got that thing out there. So George, you know, then he says he will let set aside, he will announce on the 19th that because the President has indicated that the trade is so urgent, he will set aside the tax hearing after George testifies. So he gets that out there. And the following day, Tuesday, he will have the trade legislation brought before we get the meeting. And I suggested that he provides him a bipartisan meeting. He suggested that it be in the afternoon of Monday, which might not be a bad idea, rather than Tuesday morning, because, you know, they have to go back to the testimony. So we could do that, or I told him he could have it at 8 o'clock in the morning, in other words, 7 to 8 o'clock.
He must wait clear to the 30th, though?
Always the 30th, yeah.
Because already it was said by Varsity, we sent the legislation up on the 10th.
At the what?
April. That's fine.
Okay. He's moving it to the first. He wants the bipartisan meeting when the legislation goes up, so he's asking for legislation, so the boys are going to have to be ready on the first, by two of them, so we can do it.
The first of April?
First of May.
Yeah, but we were going to send the legislation on the 10th of April, so that he would have it for 3 weeks before he... Actually, 3 weeks before he started considering. I'll get back to the letter and let them attend the last.
Well, let Flanagan just say that my intention is today is the 1st of May, and it may be that we want the Thank you.
been all over this thing like a blanket.
I know, but you know all about it, but you were in it after the deed was done.
That's correct. I have no foreknowledge of it.
Yeah, here's the whole point. My point is, it's your problem, and I don't give you any credit. All the others that are participating in the goddamn thing, and therefore are potentially subject to criminal liability, you're not. That's the difference.
That's right.
Now, that score, of course, we have to know where we are.
And
everybody, I mean, the recruiter, as I understand, knows that some people would call them and knows, and those other people would post them, depending on who they are.
Well, Jeb is a good man, but if Jeb ever sees himself sinking, he will reach out to grab everybody he can get hold of. Yes. And I think the unfortunate thing in this whole thing is Jeff is the most responsible man for the whole incident. Well, let me tell you, after it happened, on Monday, I didn't take me very long to put the pieces together what had occurred. I got a little litty, and I said, Gordon, I want to know who in the White House is involved in this. And he said, John, nobody was involved or had knowledge that I know of that we were going in for the license, with one exception, and it's a lower-level person.
John.
He said, I don't really know how much he knew. And I said, well, why in the hell did this happen? And he said, Magruder pushed me without mercy to go in there. Magruder said, I had to go in there. He had to do this. That's where there's two stories.
That's my point. I think Colson can push, but he didn't work through that well.
No.
And had very little confidence in
Charles
Booth. So maybe that must have come from here at 720.
That's
they called him a Christian
recruiter. Well, I think what happened is just that on the sort of the ticket.
But I can't believe he called him a Christian recruiter.
No, I don't think it happened. I don't think
it was investigation. Maybe changed it.
No, I think Strawn did. Because Strawn just had it on his tickler, you know, we're supposed to be gathering and talking to Jeff and saying, where is it? Why isn't it coming in? You haven't
told me. What were they worried about? They're worried about the anxiety and the San Diego demonstrations. I think we're sure about them, but I guess everybody around here except me worried about it.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't say the demonstrations. What else?
I think
that's all I understood. It was thought that they might be worried about the secret, the $10 million.
I cannot understand why they decided to go into DNC. It absolutely mystifies me as to what anybody who's talking around a national committee knows that there's nothing there.
We all know that. The point is, we're trying to see what these authorities are involved in terms of the thing.
So that's
and how they even now recruiter puts the heat on somebody else. And the point is, the way you see the thing, as I understand it, is that possibly you're unraveling that Sloan starts fizzing on Magruder, and Magruder starts fizzing on who even Holman.
No, it's
I don't say out of
here. If somebody out of here were to start saying or say, all right, Jeff, you're gonna take the heat on this one.
Somebody on here is gonna say that.
No.
Can't do that.
No.
I think what you've got to do, to the extent you can, John, is to cut it off at the pass. And you cut it off at the pass, and Lydia this much just did this as part of their job.
They were out on alert. They went beyond any assignment they ever had.
Now, on the secretity thing, I think you've just got to contribute it all and just got to take the heat. But you got to admit the facts, John. And
that's nice.
He's hired, and that's that, and Kalmbach paid it. Paid a lot of people. I just think on Segretti, no matter how bad it is, it's an early expense people think it was. Espionage, sabotage.
The intent when Segretti was hired was nothing evil, nothing vicious, nothing bad, nothing, not espionage, not sabotage. It was pranksterism that got out of hand, and we don't know that. And I think we can lay our story out there.
Well,
I have no problem with severity thing. It's just not that serious. The other potential problem is Ehrlichman's, and that is
connection with Hunt
and Liddy both.
They work for you.
These fellows had to be some idiots, as we learned after the fact. They went out and went into Ellsberg's doctor's office. And they were geared up with all the CIA equipment, cameras and the like. But I turned the stuff back in to the CIA at some point in time and left film in the camera. The CIA has not put this together, and they don't know what it all means right now, but it wouldn't take a very sharp investigator very long, because you've got pictures in the CIA's files that they had to turn over
to
others. They were trying to, this was a part of an operation that in connection with the Pentagon Papers. They were the whole thing, and they wanted to get Ellsberg's psychiatric records for some reason. I don't know.
And they care about Ellsberg was not armed.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, anyway, it was under an Ehrlichman structure. Maybe John didn't ever know. I've never asked him if he knew. I didn't want him.
I can't see that getting into this area.
Well, look, here's the way it can come up.
Yeah.
In the CIA's files, which the committee's asking for, and the material I turned over to the Department of Justice, there are all the materials relating to Hunt. In there are these pictures which the CIA developed. And they've got Gordon Liddy standing proud of punch outside his doctor's office with his name on it. And this is material, and it's not going to take very long for an investigator to go back and say, well, why would this somebody be at this doctor's office? And they'd find out that there was a break-in at that doctor's office. And then you find Liddy on the staff, and then you start working it back. I don't think they'll ever reach that point. This was where this was
irrelevant.
It's irrelevant, right.
That's the point. That's where Irving's rules of relevancy come from. What the hell is this going to do with it?
It has nothing. There's a lot of these things that they could stumble along into as a result of.
And of course, Colson apparently was working with a lot of ITT, that silly woman out there. I went out disguised as a doctor or something.
He had some red wig on and funny glasses and went out and interviewed her. But that's nothing, you know, there's nothing there. He didn't do anything illegal there. And the other thing that could come up that will relate to John and could relate to me also, it's not illegal. In fact, it's kind of interesting if it ever occurred. Right after Chappaquiddick, John had a man dispatched up there, this New York City detective.
Who
2 years he was on this thing, and he knows more about how Teddy Kennedy lied his way through that and closed that down than any living human being.
So we were checking.
And he was paid by Kalmbach. Kalmbach's bank records indicate these payments.
If they find those records.
He doesn't
find those records.
Well, hopefully we...
Some of those would be...
privileged. Because, well, he's an attorney. Why does he have to...
Why? Their records are not public.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I can see the problems. Well, it's affordable enough if we can go through this. And, anyway. We've got to make some move. So to, before this all begins to come out, so that I appear, at least, to be making a statement.
Well, just if you turn them over to the chairman of the government.
No, I simply say hello. I require every member of my staff to sworn and say, here's why I'm here, here's why I'm here, here's why I'm here. Now, so we know that's the basis of my statement. Now go to it. You guys have no shit want to find out. That's good. And if it's a sworn statement, it's much better by that rather than giving a statement like me.
That's right.
A decent mission analysis, a sworn statement from each one. And I could find nothing in the FBI.
Yeah,
there's nothing in the FBI. So it would be a very forthcoming statement, which he had admitted to them.